Welcome to the new moon forecast from AstroCal. My name's Jemima Kaner, and I've been asked to stand in for Jackie this month so that she can take a break. It's an absolute honour and a privilege to do that, and I am hopeful that I can do even half as good a job as Jackie usually does on this amazing podcast. I don't profess to have anywhere near as much wisdom or years of experience as Jackie. She's incredible, but I'm hoping that I can be just about an acceptable stand-in for her whilst she's off. The new moon in Cancer is also a very special day because AstroCal launched their 2024 product range on the website www.astrocal.co.uk. So you can check out all of their amazing, unique and inspiring astrological and lunar calendars for the year ahead for 2024. These calendars are beautiful and I rely on them all the time for my work and for my personal use. The new moon in Cancer. This new moon is in the sign of Cancer at 24 degrees and 56 minutes. The moon in Cancer is in opposition to Pluto in Capricorn, the planet of riches, hidden truth, transformation and power. Pluto is often described as being a planet heralding war and disruption, but it can be incredibly healing too. What hidden power can you tap into? What riches are hidden in the depths of your own soul? Pluto in Capricorn is intensifying our need to push for status and achievement. We want to prove ourselves. Right now, it is retrograde, so appears to be moving backwards. As Pluto moves back through Capricorn, it is offering us a chance to reevaluate how we define our success and to learn from Capricorn's wisdom. Capricorn is the grandfather of the zodiac. This, along with the connection to the nurturing moon and the impact of Neptune, which is also connecting to this new moon, will soften the brutality that can often be signified by Pluto's presence. Oppositions indicate tension that needs to be alleviated. A new moon signifies our potential for new beginnings. Energy, as Einstein showed us, cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. This is a powerful new moon. She is guiding us to see that we have the power within us to manifest great changes and that we all hold our own key to a future that empowers us. The hidden realm, ruled over by Pluto, is often laced with fear. We fear the power that we all hold within us, because to be powerful means knowing your own darkness. The moon, in her own domain of Cancer, is connecting with Pluto, challenging him to the eternal duel that we all carry out within us. Who are we on the inside? Who could we be if we could live without fear? This energy is pushing us to be honest with ourselves and challenging us to draw out the part of ourselves that we keep most hidden. When we start with honesty, we allow ourselves to create something new, something that allows us to achieve the long-term security that we're dreaming of. This connection is demanding us to break through our fears of failure. It is challenging us to transform where we feel vulnerable into our biggest strength and to start a new beginning where we can realise our own power. Capricorn and Cancer are both cardinal signs. Traditionally, they are considered the maternal and paternal signs of the zodiac. Naturally, when we have alignments in these signs, we feel our ancestry. We are honed to consider what we are here for. What is our purpose? This new moon is pushing us to take action. This new moon is also being supported by a harmonious connection, a trine, with Neptune. Neptune, co-ruler of Pisces, is at home in this sign. He is the ruler of the depths of the oceans and commander of the dream world. The moon being in Cancer is also in her ruling sign, so both planets are in their celestial homes. Both comfortable in their power and the beauty of being truly themselves. Their trine connection is nurturing us to sense out our ideals. There is compassion in this alignment, supporting us to take care of others as well as nurture our own needs. This new moon is asking us to take empathic action, to do what is right to take care of others. However, we can only show empathy and give out love to the world around us successfully when we have reached a state of security within ourselves. When we feel comfortable with who we are, at home in our own self, and have reached a point of inner peace that allows us to pour out from. So what do we need to fill our emotional cups? What can we start under this new moon that will bring us lasting security and a comforting sense of home? Uranus in Taurus connects with this new moon through a harmonious sextile. This is reminding us of what we already have, which may surprise us. It offers support to free our emotions from our financial circumstances. There is also a square with the North Node in Taurus. This is challenging us to see that we already have everything that we need, all the answers to our worries and the key to our own peace within us. We may need to find a new way of valuing this. The Earth's energy is anchoring us through this powerful new moon period. Pluto is pushing us to recognise the parts of us which we are yet to accept. We are all, like the moon, both darkness and light. Capricorn is offering us the wisdom we need to carry out what we feel we need to do. Pluto in Capricorn is helping us to scrape out that energy that we need to push ourselves over the finishing line. We do not need to be fearful of our innermost emotions. We are being shown just how strong we are, allowing us to bring out our deepest fears and transform how we view them. A challenge in learning forgiveness for ourselves and for others so that we can move on. This is an opportunity for a new beginning that allows us to find the contentment and healing that we are craving. This is a wonderful chance for deep emotional growth and healing. It will take work, but you have what it takes. This is a short guided meditation for you to follow if you wish and to create a sense of home within yourself to manifest from under this new moon's energy. Imagine yourself in a small and cozy hut looking out to sea. You can see heavy storm clouds rolling over the cliffs. Thunder claps and rain starts to fall, pattering and hammering on the roof. It is drumming out the rhythm of inevitable change. This storm is not here to cause you damage. You are here, under shelter, safe within a storm. You are loved and protected. You are steady, no matter what else is shifting around you. Your physical being is comfortable. You have everything you need. Lightning claps. The storm rumbles on. You are protected by the shelter you have built. Every time you look around, you have exactly what you need before you can even think about what you are searching for. The shelter you have created is perfect for you. You have an overwhelming sense of being welcomed into this place, of coming home. You are home because you are at peace with yourself. You are at home, safe and cozy. You are comfortable. You are loved. You are protected. You are safe within a storm. Thank you so much for listening. If you're still here, you can read daily horoscopes for free on my website, jkaner.com, and check out what I'm doing on social media too.